101.5. Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
It is a Tampa Bay train wreck.
My favorite on a Monday.
Absolutely. There is a 36-year-old named Robert. Now, he is in Cocoa, Florida, so it's not technically our backyard, but of course we're going to refer to it as such. So he was a fugitive. The police were trying to get him because he had a warrant out on several drug dealing charges. I mean, this was like a huge bust that, like, they were looking for 100 different people, and he was like a connected link to a bunch of them. So he was like one of the main guys that they were looking for. Well, on Thursday, the cops got a tip that he was at a particular house. They're like, oh, hey, the guy that you're looking for, he's over there. So the cops surrounded the place, and he was in there. But he tried to escape by wearing a disguise and biking past them.
Oh, okay. My gosh.
I'd like you to guess what the disguise was.
Brian, it was a morph suit. You know, like those full-body spandex tight suits.
Like when Holly
like
had
one color, bright
camo,
color.
Like, yeah, he, like he thought it would they wouldn't see him.
He'd blend in with the trees as he was biking past them. Scott, what do you think he got away with?
I'm going to say he was in a Chewbacca costume because it was just May the 4th.
Ooh.
So he was like, biking right on by.
You just wanted to do your Chewie impression.
I thought it was all right.
I'm going to say that he was really panicked, and he probably had on, like, a women's, like, T-shirt, and it was, like, five sizes too small, but he was just trying to get away.
Miguel, you get the prize today. Sort of.
You are really?
Sort of. You get half a point.
Okay.
Because Robert tried to escape and ride a bike out of his house by putting on a long blonde wig. And that was it.
Like, that's it.
Legit, it wasn't even a good wig. It wasn't even on the right way. Like, it was like haphazardly thrown on his head. And he was like in his regular clothes riding a bike. Yeah. And they were like, sir.
What are you doing?
Sir, we see you. It was like, I just feel like it's a cartoon. Like, what are we doing here?
What is an item that you have in your house that would be could be used as a disguise? Like, I have a red wig that I borrowed from a drag queen for something we did on the radio.
You never gave that wig back?
No, I didn't.
Are you serious? That was like months ago.
I know. That was almost a year ago. She told me I could have it now at this point.
Oh, well, of course.
I have a giant panda mask in my house that I just got. I found it in the closet, and it's brand new.
Oh, you found it?
It's like a giant panda head, so I would use that.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I actually have a giraffe mask and a DJ Kitty onesie. So I feel like if I wore the DJ Kitty onesie with a giraffe head, people would be too freaked out.
Can we get the zoo together?
Yeah.
Zoo pals.
Zoo pals. Oh,
I love what people have in their houses. That's random.
I mean, listen, you never know when you're going to need something.
Yeah.
That's my motto.
Anytime you need a red wig, I got one.
Okay, fantastic. So we've been talking about all these different bathing suits and bikinis and board shorts that you can get as we get closer to summer or, you know, just going to the beach. We talked about Taco Bell bikinis the other day. Well, now there's a clothing company called Public Space, and they just rolled out all these new bathing suits featuring drink logos from the 90s.
Oh.
Like Capri Sun.
That's dope.
High C.
Ooh,
Crystal
Pacific
Pepsi.
Cooler.
Yeah, they have all of these different, like, old school drink bathing suits. So just know there's going to be.
What? I actually bought something from Public Space before, and it's LaCroix swim shorts.
Oh.
I have passion fruit swim shorts.
This is perfect.
Well, there you go. So now producer Ryan can rock his LaCroix bathing suit.
Now, on these shorts with drinks from back in the day, like, do you remember the little, like, fruit punch drinks that your parents could get for, like, $2, and there was, like, 12 of them, and it had, like, the aluminum on top?
The little hugs?
Yeah, and they looked like
barrels.
Like barrels?
Yes.
Are those on these shorts?
I don't know, because do they have a brand?
No, they were like the most generic thing you could buy.
Where did they come from? The Acme factory? Where did those little jugs come from? And was it just sugar water with food coloring?
It was just sugar water.
Pretty much.
I just need to know more about those. Do they still sell them?
I love those little barrels. My mom, whenever she bought them, it was like, and I would drink them in 2 days. My mom would always say, you better space them out because I'm not going to buy more.
But you wanted them, like, they would give them to us after our band performed at halftime.
Oh, in high school.
In high school. After the band would perform, we would come off the field, and the band parents had those for us. And I would ask for two because I was thirsty. That's hard barks.
I'm going to have to get a custom print swim shorts
yes.
of the barrels.
Exactly. Thank you. I just want those barrels on my swim trunks.
Can someone see if they still sell those?
We need to look them up. What's the name of them? 877-999-1015.
They're Little Hugs.
Little Hugs?
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, that's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
All right. It is 735. And don't forget, we have $5,000 up for grabs, okay?
Yes.
$5,000. And it happens in 25 minutes. I have to do math.
I was going to say, why are all of us trying to do math on a Monday?
I should have just said 8 a.m.
Yep.
But it happens in 25 minutes, okay? Now we got to get to Blown Off. Anna is feeling super, super lost right now. She hooked up with Rocco several times and thought things were great. Then all of a sudden, he won't return her text, and he's blocked her on all of social media. We got to find out what happened, and we'll do it at 7:45.